You are tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more.
Sponsored in part by Replays, Gameware, Movies, and More, and Creative Foundations, employing individuals with disabilities.
Now your hosts, Sam Dunham, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, and Josh Harrison.
Hey everybody, welcome to Nerd Overload, the pop and geek culture show that covers everything from asteroids to Zorro. I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Cody.
We have a great show for you this week. It's San Diego Comic-Con going on right now at the moment. Unfortunately, we're recording this at the very beginning of it, so look for all of our coverage from that next week, but we still have some good news for you. But before we get into that, we have some things we've been checking out.
I went and saw a movie.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
All right.
I went and saw Terminator.
I was going to say, Drumline?
Drumline?
Yes, the new Drumline came out, and I was so waiting.
Oh, man. Okay, so Terminator.
I went and saw Terminator Genesis.
Okay.
The more I think about it, the more I kind of don't like it, but I do like it.
Okay.
It's like a love-hate relationship with it.
Ah.
It's better than, you know, Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines, and Terminator Salvation. But that's not very hard, because those were both steaming piles of bad movies.
Yes, they were.
So bad. But it's weird, because the beginning of the movie takes place at the same time as Salvation.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got completely different people playing the characters and all that. It's not bad. It's a dumb action flick, obviously, because it's Terminator.
Sure, sure.
There's a lot of callbacks to the original movie and 2. I don't know, it's... Like I said, it's not bad. Arnold Schwarzenegger is easily the best part of the movie.
Well, sure, of course.
Because he's playing the role he was born to play, an unfeeling robot.
yeah.
The chemistry between, what's her name? Emily Clark and the guy playing Kyle Reese, I can't remember his name right now. It's really awkward.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't feel right, I guess. But technically, I guess that you could explain it's a different timeline and she's technically a different version of Sarah Connor.
Yeah, it's true, I guess.
Because, like, the whole movie basically Star Trek reboots it.
I kind of figured as much.
Something happens, and it alters the timeline, and it kind of goes from there. Like, they recreate the opening of the original movie, with including a shot of young Schwarzenegger showing up in 1984.
Okay.
And then old Schwarzenegger, like, I've been waiting for you. And they start having a robot fight.
So, like, Jeff Bridges is his head, like, in Tron Legacy?
They found a model, like, a guy who matched Schwarzenegger's dimensions, like, muscular-wise, back then. And they kind of sort of photoshopped his head on there.
Yeah.
And he lip-synced his lines, I guess.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Though, Bill Paxton did not come back to reprise his role as one of the punks.
Well, probably not.
But
he's too busy being mixed up with Bill Pullman.
Yeah.
Which I've never understood. They're two very different actors doing two very different kinds of movies.
I think it's because they were active at the same time.
I guess.
And they've got similar names.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
Paxful. Bill Paxful.
I don't know. It's interesting. A lot of very convoluted time paradoxes going on all the time.
Understandable.
Like, this thing happened because this person did this, but they didn't do it yet. It's mind blowing. It hurts my head thinking about it. Mm. But also, Matt Smith is in it.
Okay.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You got the Doctor in a time traveling movie.
Oh, who would have guessed?
I don't know. It's an interesting movie, and they totally Marvel credit scene it.
Oh, sure. Because that's the trope now.
Yeah.
Movies haven't been doing it lately, though. Most movies I've seen lately did not have credit stuff at the end.
This one did. And I didn't even know. I just kind of like, you know what? I'm going to sit here. We'll see. And they did. Lo and behold. Huh. Set it up for a sequel.
Of course.
But, yeah. It's as far as Terminator sequels go, it's not 2. I mean, it'll never be 2.
Oh, no. No.
With
the thumbs up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of interesting references and things.
So it sounds like it's good for fans and bad for everyone else.
Kind of, yeah. The guy who is the T-1000 in 2 is in the movie.
Okay.
But he is not the T-1000. They wanted him to come back and reprise that role, but he didn't think with his current age and physical ability.
Is it Robert Patrick?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
him. He would not be able to do it, because I guess he's got like a bad hip or something.
Something like that, yeah.
But he's in like a hospital scene. Like in a
ow,
bed.
My back!
Are you John Connor?
That was a brilliant. That was a brilliant Schwarzenegger impression. I just
nailed it.
I'm real proud of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to go back. Stop the Daleks. Oh,
the American Doctor Who. Where
the Austrian American Doctor Who.
Yeah, it's like if they made a Doctor Who movie in America in the late 80s.
They did that.
They did that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they did.
Yeah, remember Eric Roberts was the master.
Yeah.
Master Thespian Eric Roberts.
Yeah. But if it was like a million-dollar blockbuster film.
Well, oh, yeah.
There was that movie, Doctor Who and the Daleks, with Peter Cushing?
Yeah, Peter Cushing.
Yeah.
Was the Doctor.
But it was really more about the Daleks than anything.
Yeah, plus it wasn't even the same. He was a human scientist.
Right.
Who invented the TARDIS.
Right.
It was a really weird movie.
Yeah, it was a weird one.
But yeah, a little bit of history there for you kids.
Yep. I've been playing Lost Dimension. It's kind of a preview because I'm working on it for a review I'm going to do for the site, and I have a pre-release copy thanks to the folks at Atlas.
Yeah.
And it's pretty neat so far. It's very Fire Emblem turn-based combat kind of thing.
Okay.
But in between the missions, you can talk to the different units in your group and form relationships with them. And it turns out after every area of this tower that you're going up, one of the people in your group is a traitor, and you have to figure out which one it is.
Oh, interesting.
And then they have to be erased.
Okay.
I don't know if it's killing them or not. The game uses the term erased, so maybe they're not being killed.
Huh. Now, is it set in, like, what's the setting for it? Is it, like, future space, or is it medieval, or what is
it? It's, like, near future.
Okay.
And there's, like, this crazy terrorist guy named The End that just built this big tower in the middle of the world, and he's going to destroy the world if they don't get to the top.
Oh, okay.
And you're like a strike force of psychic commandos with different skills.
That sounds really neat. Now, what platforms is that going to be coming out
it's
on?
It's PS3 and Vita, and I'm playing it on the Vita.
Okay.
But it's pretty cool. I mean, it kind of has a Danganronpa kind of feel to it once you get to the part where you're figuring out who the traitor is, because they all stand around in a circle in front of little voting terminals and then everybody votes, you know, who are they going to vote off the island? But in this case, it's the tower, and they're murdered.
Oh, nice.
But, yeah, it's neat and worth checking out when it comes out, probably.
Cool.
I don't know. Wait for the review.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I watched some more BattleBots, and after watching that, the second and third episodes, it's become dangerously apparent that it's all scripted.
Like, oh no!
Like the fights aren't fixed, but like everything that the commentators say and everything, it's nothing. Nothing is off the cuff remarks. It's all like there was a shot where they were in the box. The two commentators were in the box, and there's like a 45 degree angle camera shot down because one of the robots came up and slammed up against the glass right in front of them, and you could see where they were reading their scripts. Right in front of them.
Oh, yeah. That's weird.
Yeah, and it's just totally unnatural, a lot of what the commentators say, which is a shame. And it's kind of weird, some of the contestants, like, it's very apparent that they were told just to kind of show up with your robots, you don't have to put on any fancy hats or, you know, do anything goofy. And some of the contestants just did because that's what they wanted to do. And they weren't like it's weird. It's weird. I mean, I still love the show because it's, you know, giant robots fighting each other. But it's heavily like edited and scripted.
You wouldn't think they would need to do that because robots fighting. That's good enough.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
plus there's the nostalgia factor.
Yeah, but I guess, you know, one of the commentators is an MMA fighter, which, I mean, not saying that MMA fighters can't come up with perfectly good
one-liners
and things, but it's like he's trying to, a lot of what he's talking about is like, you know, equating like actual fighting like terms to like the robots.
There can't be a lot of crossover there.
And there's not a whole lot. Yeah, exactly. And it's, like I said, it's really scripted, like real bad. But I mean, it's still fun. It's, you know, if you have Hulu, you know, check it out. Or it's on Sundays on ABC, I found out. I mean, who knew?
TV, right? Who watched that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Have you seen that, the Penn and Teller Fool Us?
No, I haven't.
It's like, so you think you can magic?
Oh, nice. Nice.
Like, they have, like, what was it, like, three or four magicians come out and do tricks for them, and then Penn and Teller tell if they could tell, they could figure out the trick.
Okay.
Okay.
They don't explain it.
Yeah, they just say, yeah, I figured that out.
Oh,
I could say that. I could say that and not even know.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I trust them that they would.
Well, yeah, they are magicians, but they're
nice,
I don't know.
Guys.
But yeah, it's just weird that they can't elaborate because of the magician's code.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you guys remember the masked magician back in the day?
Yeah.
How he would, like, do tricks and then he would show you how they do the trick.
That was a great show.
Oh, yeah. People, I guess magicians hated him.
What was that
show
called?
I'm sure they did. I do not remember. I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember any of this. You might as well be speaking a different language.
Maybe I am.
But yeah, I don't remember.
It's going to drive me nuts. I can't remember what it was called. There was a couple times where it got featured on The Soup because the announcer would get really creepy about women appearing on the show.
Oh, really?
Like the sexy assistants, the announcer would get he would toe the line of really weird. I've been diving back into The Witcher again.
Okay. Yeah.
It still continues to be very good.
Cool.
Even like the smallest side quest is written so well that it is interesting, and there's always a twist or something neat going on, which I think a lot of other open world games like that could learn from.
Yeah.
Even Batman, which I've narrowed down to the end of Arkham Knight. Like, I've captured Scarecrow, but they want me to do a bunch of side missions to be able to get the very end of the game.
Okay.
So Batman can activate something he's calling the Nightfall Protocol. I don't know what that is.
Oh, that's like bad armor, probably.
Maybe. But in the Nightfall storyline, that's where Bane broke his back.
And Azrael came in.
Yep.
Yeah. Azrael's in the game.
Well, he was in Arkham City.
Well, Azrael's the worst, so...
He wants to be trained to become the next Batman.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
And a lot
it.
Of his missions, you got to find him and show him how to do something, yeah. I guess.
Is he wearing that weird blue and purple Batman robot armor?
No.
Oh, okay. He's wearing his Templar armor?
Yeah, he looks like a Diablo character.
Yeah, that's pretty him. Batman Azrael.
Yeah, he's part of some, weird order.
Super cult.
Yeah.
But, eventually he gets, weird, pointy, purple Batman Iron Man armor and then goes nuts.
Yeah.
Shoots a bunch of muggers or something like that. And, then Batman has to unbreak his back to save the day.
But, the difference between the main quest and the side quests are so glaringly obvious. They put so much less thought into the plots of the side quests than they do the main story.
Well, that's a lot of the Arkham games.
Well, there's a Hush mission with that guy.
Well, Hush is awful, too.
And it's about 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what is in Arkham City, too.
Yeah.
It's just it went quiet at Wayne Tower. Go figure out what went on. And you go there, and then, oh, there's another Bruce Wayne. Oh, it's Hush. Oh, you beat him.
Yeah.
And it's basically the whole story. It's like, wow, thanks. Were you contractually obligated to put him in the game, or what?
Very weird. Very weird. Yeah, isn't there a new one coming out here soon, too? A new DLC with Batgirl?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they released a trailer today showcasing it, and it's a prequel to the story, and it shows Batgirl and a Robin. I haven't really said which one.
Is it Barbara Batgirl?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Joker's alive. Harley Quinn is in her Bruce Timm costume.
Oh, thank God. I hate the Arkham Harley Quinns. There's no thought put into their outfits at all. It's just, hey, look, boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's basically Joker has kidnapped Commissioner Gordon. The storyline is called a family matter.
Family Matters.
Oh, man. They've captured the big guy.
And he...
The Joker looks at the camera and goes, did I do that?
But no, he kidnaps Commissioner Gordon and says if Batman shows up, he will kill him instantly. So Batgirl and a Robin. Not sure if it's
probably Dick Grayson if it's Barbara Gordon.
Well, I don't know. There's speculation that it might be Tim.
Yeah, I think it's Tim. Because there's... In the main story of the original game, they obviously know each other quite well.
Ah, okay. Well, okay.
They're probably going to build on that since they mentioned it in the game.
Gotcha. But, yeah, it looks interesting. And it's a storyline. It's not like a challenge map thing like the other stupid DLCs were. So it'd be more, maybe more like the Harley Quinn's Revenge DLC or the Cold Cold Heart from Origins where you fought Mr. Freeze.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you can get it for cheap. Like, I wonder if you can get it alone without getting the overly expensive season pass.
I think I read it's like maybe $6.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
No, that's not bad.
I get that.
Yeah. I don't like the season pass deal.
Oh, no, I hate it.
No, you never know what all you're going to get.
Yeah.
And it's always... Well, it's not usually too much, but for Batman, it's way too much. It's like $40.
It's like you're buying a second copy of the game,
essentially. Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you, the DLC, most of the DLCs for the Batman games are not that great.
Yeah.
Most of them are, here's some costumes, here's some challenge maps. Really no real meat to the story.
Yeah.
There's been very little story DLCs.
Yeah. I remember when they did that for the Lego Batman as well. Mm-hmm. Lego Batman 3. And
yeah.
The cost of the season pass really did not seem like it was worth, you know, it was like 5 extra playable characters and like 5 missions.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they give you like one level. Like yeah. The Arrow one is just like the island.
Ah.
Yeah.
Dumb.
I don't know about the Man of Steel one. I don't know if that's any good.
Well, probably it's not. Like the movie Man of Steel. It's probably terrible.
Zod's head falls off.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Though, something I wanted to get back to on the robot fighting thing.
Okay.
Japan has accepted the duel to a giant robot fight.
Oh, that is awesome.
For those who don't know, an American robotics company called Megabots built a giant robot, basically designed to make a kind of a recreational sport where you shoot giant paintballs at other robots.
Yeah, they're like paintballs the size of like softballs.
Yeah.
Basically.
And they're designing these robots to take damage, quote unquote, and eventually shut down, and then whoever is not shut down wins. It looked fun. Well, they challenged Japanese maker Studio Bashi, who made the Karatus battle armor.
That you can actually buy.
On Amazon if you have $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
It is for sale. It's a very advanced robot. It's a single person pilot, diesel fuel, has a minigun that shoots airsoft pellets, and it has this thing. I remember reading about it when it first came out.
it's powered by your dead mother's soul.
No. But it has this system in it, and it has a very advanced, like, heads-up display on your screen. Of course, it's Japan. Who knew? Mm-hmm. Called the Smile Shot.
The Smile Shot.
Basically, you smile at this camera, and the weapons activate.
Oh, that's great.
And it has tracking software. So the gun will track.
Yeah.
If you're looking at it on the screen, the gun will track it.
That's awesome.
And Studio Bashi has accepted the duel. And basically said, okay, America, we'll fight. But you do realize we are the country who made giant robots.
Yeah.
They also said that, like, all you guys did was put guns on a big thing. That's very American.
Yeah
it was really funny.
They said they were going, if they were going to fight, they're going to do it with their fists. And I think they're going to work on, like, I heard something about they're going to work on, like, quickening the hydraulic time of punches. So they can actually have a punching robot that will actually punch quick enough to do damage.
Nice.
So you're going to have a paintball gun robot piloted by two Americans versus a punch robot
piloted by one person.
Smiling.
One smiling
one
man.
Smiling Japanese man.
They should get Shigeru Miyamoto in there.
Yeah. Oh my god, they'd win every match.
They'd be doomed.
Yeah.
Their body was not ready.
He doesn't stop smiling. We're screwed.
Well, no, I am super excited. It's, what an age to live in that America and Japan can have it out in a friendly robot fight.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
I'm waiting for the Gundam meets Real Steel.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Just think if Russia gets in on this. Like the Chernobyl
for Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Like cobbled together from like the discarded parts of other robots.
Soviet war machines.
Yes.
Whatever happens, Japan's robot will look cooler.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. The Karatus is a very clean-looking robot. Mm-hmm. They originally built it for police work.
Yeah.
But I guess it really didn't take off. And the American robot, the Megabots, it is very ugly.
Yeah. It's like one of those – looks like one of those Titanfall mechs where it's like an egg with legs.
Kind
of.
It's like Mech Warrior versus a Gundam. Almost.
Yeah.
It kind of was
aesthetically,
like.
Yes, pretty
yeah.
much.
Yeah. I always thought Mech Warrior mechs were not cool looking.
No, they're not very the clunky looking. And the Megabots robot is very clunky.
Yeah.
Though it destroys a mean car. There's some videos out there of it. You should really check it out.
There was a wrestler recently that did the Street Fighter car punch thing on stage, and I forget who it was. I just saw a blurb on, like, Kotaku.
I saw a Korean guy do it, dressed as Ryu.
Oh, no, there was a wrestler that did it on wrestling, I guess. I can't remember his name.
This is cool enough. I'm going to look it up real quick.
It's on Kotaku. It should be on the front page.
Okay.
I can't think. There it is.
Brock Lesnar, you're right, man.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Okay, here he goes. Well, he's using a hammer, so cheater. Already he's cheating.
Yeah.
Cheating.
That's probably another wrestler's car.
Yeah. Oh, it probably is.
You think he'll come out and say, oh, my car?
That would be awesome. Let's see. Does it say whose car? Oh, it just says a car. So.
A car. It's not Vince McMahon's car or anything.
No, I wish. But they do have the point counter. Like the old Street Fighter point counter up in the corner. So that's good. Well, I think
we've significantly gone off the rails here.
Yeah,
so.
I think we're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll do some news.
Nerd Overload is brought to you in part by Replays, Gameware, Movies, and more. Replays is the place for all your gaming needs, from retro up through current-gen systems and accessories. They even have a free customer rewards program. Mount Vernon Avenue, Marion, across from the Marion Plaza. 751-4072 or online at facebook.com/replaysmarion.
Nerd Overload is sponsored in part by Creative Foundations.
Hi, my name is Robert.
Hi, my name is Amber.
Hi, my name is Jessica.
I'm Jimmy, and I work at Creative Foundations,
the store that employs people with developmental disabilities.
We have 4 locations:
Delaware, Mount Vernon, Marysville, and Urbana.
Our website is creativefoundations.org.
Find us on Facebook.
Oh man, remember when Alf had that talk show?
Yep.
Vaguely, yeah.
On the TV Land network. And he did those commercials with Hulk Hogan. For, what was that?
I don't remember, but I remember the commercials.
Oh, man.
Was it like Rent-A-Center?
It might have been Rent-A-Center, yeah. Oh, Alf, man.
How
the Mighty Have Fallen. Thank you for coming back. That was Buckner and Garcia's Do the Donkey Kong in celebration of the Mario's 30th. Birthday
Mario,
anniversary?
Yeah, Mario and Donkey Kong's 30th anniversary.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been married for that long.
They have, yeah. It's been a rocky road, but they stuck it out. Yeah. What that has to do with Alf, I have no idea. But
Donkey Kong's covered in hair, Alf's covered in hair.
Yeah, true.
They both eat cats.
Yeah, yes, they both eat cats. Perfect. All right, well, let's get into a little bit of news here. Let's start with a real easy one. Grant Morrison, the comic writer, has been announced as the new editor-in-chief of Heavy Metal Magazine.
That's cool. Heavy Metal's cool. Grant Morrison's cool.
Yeah. I didn't realize Heavy Metal was still around.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, I've never watched Heavy Metal 2000. I've only watched the original.
It's not that good.
The first one's way better.
Yeah.
Way better.
I love this. One of my favorite movies, first Heavy Metal.
Yeah.
You've seen Heavy Metal, but you haven't seen the long list of other movies you haven't
mm-hmm.
seen.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I've seen both Heavy Metal movies.
But no, I think this is a good fit. Grant Morrison's kind of one of those weird sci-fi kind of authors. Has a lot of heady ideas. And, you know, that's what Heavy Metal's kind of about.
Yeah.
As long as he can distance himself from that DC train.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, his work on DC stuff has been good. Multiversity was excellent. But, yeah. Yeah, you know what? Again, like you said, he's not working for DC. He's not really tied to any one publisher. So, hey, why not, you know?
Yeah, I'd buy more Heavy Metal. I used to keep a stack of Heavy Metals on the back of my toilet in my apartment.
I remember that. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, good times.
Well, if you ever want to know what Cody's bath time or bathroom reading was.
Yeah,
his bath time reading.
Bath time reading.
Candles and bubble bath.
And
copy of Heavy Metal.
The Heavy Metal, yeah.
Nice. Moving on from that.
It's been a lot of Ghostbusters stuff lately.
A lot of, yeah.
Paul
right.
Feig has been taking to the Twitters to slowly trickle out information on the new Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah, I mean, he's trickled out, like, the jumpsuits.
Yeah.
And the proton packs.
Have mm-hmm. we talked about that yet?
I don't think we have.
Not quite, no.
I think, yeah.
But I mean, there's really not much to talk about. They look like Ghostbuster costumes.
Yeah, they look good. They look like Ghostbuster costumes. They added like an orange, like, emergency stripe around the front, which, I mean, looks
fine.
Which
is cool. Yeah, yeah.
Makes it just different enough.
Mm-hmm.
without being too different.
Right.
They finally brought the Ecto-1 out.
They did. That's the big news. Yeah, yeah. And it's not a Cadillac ambulance.
Nope. It's a looks like a 90s hearse.
Or like a station wagon kind of.
Yeah, it's a hearse.
It's a hearse.
Okay. I read somewhere that it's an 80s, like an 85 hearse, from the year Ghostbusters, Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay. That's really cool. It is like that squared shape. I mean, it looks kind of like, the front of it looks kind of like a Crown Victoria.
A little bit, yeah.
But I like it. It looks like the Ecto-1 enough for visual recognition, but it's also different enough, like everything else they seem to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
There's even like a little ghost hood ornament, and I love it.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah. It almost looks like a little Pac-Man ghost with like arms reaching out.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I like it. It's a white with red trim.
Yep.
And the back end is red.
Yep. The hearse cab part is painted red.
Right.
But it's still got like that silver like hearse emblem symbol thing on the side, whatever that is.
Yeah.
And there's like, I guess there's like a sticker on the back that says "Stay back 500 feet at all times" or something like that.
Yeah, but no, I think it's really cool.
Yeah, no, it's interesting.
Everything they've had so far has a very DIY look to it, which is cool.
Which is the way Ghostbusters should be.
Yeah,
you know,
that's one thing I was thinking about when I was looking at the pictures today. It was like, what is all that crap on top of the Ecto-1 even for? You never see them ever use anything with it.
That is a good
tracking
question.
Tracking equipment,
yeah.
Yeah, but they always get calls. They know where they're going.
It just takes all that stuff to make the ambulance noise that's a little different than a regular ambulance.
Yeah.
Do you think Slimer will be in the movie?
I hope so.
I mean, I understand he's kind of like the Mickey
It'll
Mouse
be the
of
Slimestress.
Slimestress? Who knows? Are we sure on Slimer's gender to begin with?
Well, Slimer was supposedly based on John Belushi.
Oh.
Yeah. That his initial design was based on that, because the original idea for Ghostbusters was Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi as two, like, they're like, ghosts are like normal, and they're just like exterminators. They're just two jobbers. And after he passed, they kind of reworked the script and to what it was known as today. But yeah, originally it was just John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd. The Blues Brothers getting together, fighting some ghosts.
Blues Busters.
The Blues Busters. Perfect. Hey, I'd watch that movie.
I would too, yeah. Perfect.
We're on a mission from Zool.
Yeah, nice.
The more I see from it, like, the more I'm convinced it's going to be good.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there are some people out there that aren't... They're, like, way too bent out of shape about it not being their Ghostbusters and all this stuff. Hey, you know what? Who cares?
Yeah, relax. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of people, like, there's nothing wrong with any of this stuff that they've released. Everything is absolutely fine. And there's so many comment threads of people just immediately shutting it down for no good reason.
You know what? If they wanted a remake of the exact same movie, like, beat for beat, the exact same thing as the original Ghostbusters... Go watch the original Ghostbusters.
Yeah, there's no point.
There would be no point. Exactly. There would be no point in remaking it or putting your own spin on something if everything was exactly the same.
I mean, they seem to be genuinely invested in making a good Ghostbusters film.
Yeah.
If fans want to get mad about bad movies like coming back from the dead or something, there are plenty of ones out there that you should be mad at.
Plenty.
Ghostbusters, it's fine.
Yeah, they're doing it right.
Yeah.
It's people who are genuine fans making a good project.
Yep. I would be a little more worried about the project if it wasn't Paul Feig.
Yeah.
But I trust just about everything the guy does.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
Yeah.
He's a comedy genius.
He's yet to put out a movie that has not been great. You know, The Heat was good.
I enjoy that movie. It's funny.
A Bridesmaids was excellent.
I loved Bridesmaids.
Yeah. I mean, you know, can't...
I mean, there is a theme, you know, Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
She's definitely... I read something about her the other day. Somebody called her the female Chris Farley of, like, the current generation.
I don't know if I believe that, because she doesn't do enough slapstick.
Yeah, she doesn't do the same kind of comedy at all.
She doesn't do a bunch of physical comedy.
No, not really.
No, that's just a broad stroke, because they're both bigger.
Probably.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with that. But, you know...
She is funny.
She's incredibly funny. I do enjoy her.
Yeah, she's great.
I kind of wanted to watch that spy movie with her and Jason Statham.
Yeah, we almost saw that a couple of times and ended up doing something else.
But speaking of casting that movie, they also cast the main villain, or someone who they claim is going to be playing the main villain. His actor's name is Neil Casey. He hasn't done a whole lot of acting. He was a writer for SNL for about a year and a half. He's done some other stuff. The main thing he's done here recently was Paul Feig's online show, Other Space, the one I talked
about. Yeah, that space comedy.
About where he plays probably the funniest character on the show. And we don't know anything about his character. We don't know.
He'll probably be like the Peck character.
Yeah,
the EPA.
Yeah, I would hope so. Something like that. I'm either hoping it's either that or it's one of the early drafts of an early scrapped version of the Ghostbusters 3 was like the Ghostbusters going up against like one of those ghost hunter type like extreme shows.
Oh man, that would be great. That's a great concept.
And if they cast this guy as like, you know, one of the ghost brothers or
like
something like that.
Zach Bagans kind of guy.
Yeah. So if they do something like that, that might be fun.
Oh god, I imagine it like almost like that rivalry in like in Twister.
Oh yeah,
in between like the storm hunting crews.
Bill Paxton,
yes,
Bill Paxton.
There we go.
We talked about him earlier.
Carrie Ellis.
Yep. Welcome back to the Paxton cast.
Yeah, Paxton cast.
Speaking of other casting news, that's getting kind of crazy. They found their Aunt May for the Sony/Marvel Spider-Man reboot.
Yeah, this was kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah,
Marissa Tomei.
Yeah, of years of having an older lady be Aunt May. We're now getting
a 51-year-old MA.
Yeah.
We are 20 years younger. We are only 20 years younger than Aunt May.
Aunt May is now my mom.
They're definitely skewing younger with this Spider-Man film.
He's supposed to be playing a 15-year-old.
Yeah.
Like Spider-Man's supposed to be 15 in this. He's being played by 19, right?
Yeah.
It's weird. I mean, I'm all for it. I think it's cool. But I would not have guessed
someone as young.
I would have picked someone mid-60s probably.
Oh, yeah.
But,
hey, if it works, it works.
And Tomei's a good actress.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know?
And Marvel does have a hand in it, so I feel that it's going to be a good Spider-Man movie.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least I hope.
Yeah. I mean, with the exception of 3 with Tobey Maguire, the Spider-Man movies haven't been bad, per se. They've all been good.
No. One was okay. 2 was great.
2 was great.
3 was, I don't even want to talk about it.
Well.
It's awful.
Yeah.
And then the Andrew Garfield ones, I've enjoyed both of those.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I wish they would have stuck it out and finished it. But.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what the problem with 3 was. It was Sam Raimi having to shoehorn Venom into that movie, where a character that he did not care about and did not want to use in his film.
Yeah.
That was the whole reason behind that whole mess.
There was just a lot going on in that movie to begin with. I mean, you have Sandman, who, in my opinion, is a terrible Spider-Man villain.
The guy from Wings?
Yeah. And then you had, like, the resurgence of the Goblin again. And I almost feel like 2 should have had, like, the symbiote, and then 3 would have been just a whole movie of... If you knew the fans wanted Venom, just... I don't know.
I don't know. I've never been a huge Venom fan to begin with.
I like Venom. I've always liked Venom. But
that's been
me.
Like the Wolverine of like the Spider-Man universe. Like, oh man, he's so edgy and cool. Everyone should love him.
Isn't Wolverine the Wolverine of the Spider-Man universe?
I guess Wolverine, yeah, that's true.
As far as the Spider-Man cast characters.
Yeah. You know, if we're still going on the casting train, an actress named Elodie Young was cast as Elektra.
For season 2 Daredevil. Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, I was excited in... Did you ever finish it?
No.
You need to. You really need to.
Yeah, probably.
You know, at this point, we're just going to have to spoil it.
Yep.
It's been long enough.
They mentioned...
Yeah, no.
Okay. Well, then, I guess not.
She was mentioned in the first season, but that was about it
That's all you needed to say.
Okay, yeah. I thought you were going to get way spoilier.
No, that was me getting non-spoilery.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, she's mentioned in the first season, but that's it, like, in passing.
Yeah, I felt that was more, like, you know, just for the fans, but not with the fact that it's actually happening.
Yeah, and I mean, we know she's going to be good as, like, a lady ninja, because she was already a red-clad lady ninja in the second G.I. Joe movie.
Yep.
Which was a cinematic classic for all time.
Hey, man, it had the RZA as the hard master, so better recognize.
Jeez.
When's G.I. Joe 3 coming?
I don't know.
You know it is, and you know it's going to be worse than the other ones.
I wish
2015 ever.
I wish they would make a G.I. Joe Transformers shared universe.
I know. Those comics are so great.
I mean, but think about it. Okay, think about this. You know, they've had so many, in the Transformer movies, they've had so many Transformers get blown up. In G.I. Joe, they have like crazy technology that no one can explain why it's there. Why don't they have a shared universe where it's like the U.S. government is backwards, like
engineering Cybertronian
old,
tech,
like dead Transformers into you know, jetpacks and like laser guns, and give them to the G.I. Joes?
Why don't they just make a G.I. Joe movie that's an action comedy?
Yeah, I mean,
that suits the tone of the animated show.
Yeah,
I want Sergeant Slaughter just to come back.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He was the best part of G.I. Joe.
A G.I. Joe movie could be so good and so funny.
It could be.
They tried the comedy a little bit in the first one.
No, did they?
Yeah.
Well, they cast the Lesser Wayans brother.
Yeah.
So that's about it.
Well, they did a real bad job.
Yeah.
And it had the Doctor in it.
Oh, yeah. It did have Christopher Eccleston. Yeah.
As Destro.
The more I think about it, the first one was actually better than the second one.
Oh, sure.
One.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they're both mind-numbingly terrible, but the first one was less bad.
So bad.
Yeah, but hey, the second one had Bruce Willis as the original G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
And Cobra Commander did look pretty awesome.
He did look pretty rad. Yeah.
That first movie when they revealed Cobra Commander, I wanted to vomit.
I always thought that, well, until they announced they revealed that he was Cobra Commander, I thought that was Dr. Mindbender.
He kind of was.
Yeah. Although Mindbender had that mustache. He looked like Freddie Mercury, like Dr. Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
They
should have just did Mindbender like he is in the cartoon. He looks hilarious.
Yeah.
Embrace your source material.
They don't want it. They don't want to make fans happy.
They apparently don't want to make good movies either.
Apparently not. No. No. Well, do we want to stick with the movie news for a little bit?
Sure.
Okay. There was a trailer for the new Goosebumps. Goosebumps.
Goosebusters.
The Goosebusters.
Fisting at you in a parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's scary. Yeah. That is scary.
Geese are terrifying. Yeah. Oh my god! Now I'm feeling like I'm thinking of some direct to DVD horror movie about killer geese.
It's like Birdemic.
It is. Yeah.
Geesebusters.
Or Black Sheep with geese.
Geesebusters from Asylum Films coming to your Sci-Fi Channel this fall. But no, Goosebumps. Kind of almost said it again. The new Goosebumps movie trailer has come out, and it looks pretty great.
Yeah. For like, what is obviously a doofy kids movie, like, it looks pretty funny. Like, yeah. I'd see it.
Yeah. When I watched it, the first thing I thought was, this is the exact plot of the 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo.
And it is.
It is, where, you know, like, they let loose a whole bunch of, like, monsters from the books, and they have to go catch them.
With Vincent Price.
Yeah. Well, yeah, in Scooby-Doo. But no, in this one, it's Jack Black, right?
Yeah.
Jack Black is R.L. Stein.
Yeah, playing a fictionalized version of R.L. Stein.
Boy, I wonder what the real R.L. Stein thinks of that.
I think he signed off on it. So
yeah. I mean, I'm sure, but I mean...
Yeah,
oh,
he's
sure.
A funny guy. I follow him on Twitter.
Oh,
he's a funny guy.
He is a funny guy.
Does he still live in Columbus?
I got
out of Ohio.
Sure?
Either way.
Get him on the show.
Yeah, we should. There we go. Next interview. You heard it here, folks.
R.L. Stein. Hashtag confirmed.
Hashtag confirmed, yes. But no, it looks good.
No, I mean, it's interesting. Watching the trailer, I haven't read a Goosebumps book in a long time.
Yeah.
Steph's been reading them, though. She can read a couple a night, because I didn't realize, I never thought about it until I got older and seeing them on a shelf, how thin they are compared to the books I read now.
Oh, yeah.
Big font in them, too, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. But, like, a lot of, like, the monsters I remember, like, popping up and stuff. And then I saw Slappy the Dummy. And I had, like, a childhood, like, regression panic attack. I hate that thing.
He's the scariest Goosebumps monster by a long shot.
Night of the Living Dummy was the series I never wanted to read, but I knew I had to.
Yeah. He would hit people. He was the only monster that actually, like, hurt people. The other ones were just scary. And he was actually, you know, a violent dummy. It's scary.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I always had a little bit of trouble with the Haunted Amusement Park one. That was kind of a weird one.
Yeah, that gets pretty creepy.
Was that the Choose Your Own Adventure one?
No.
There was a Choose Your Own Adventure.
Okay. There was, yeah.
Welcome to Horror Land.
Something like that.
Yeah. Oh, man. You think they'll have the sponge under the sink?
I hope so. Monster blood?
Oh, I know, right? Or the haunted mask.
The plant monster in the basement?
Oh, that was a good one. That was one of my favorite ones.
That is a good one.
That was a really good
one. Ooh, the mummy?
The Mummy one was good.
Yeah.
The Mummy.
Yeah.
So far in the trailer, I saw the snowman, the abominable snowman, or the Yeti, or whatever you want to call him. The evil lawn gnomes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Slappy.
Did they have the masks?
I
the Monster Time masks or whatever they're called?
The Haunted Mask?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot. There's like a big group shot of like all the monsters together. It's hard like to pick out who's all there.
Yeah.
I wonder if one of the kids some kid in the movie will get turned into a dog.
Oh God, yeah, I remember that one. Oh
yeah.
Man,
do you remember the Goosebumps show?
Yes. Yeah, you think they'll put the theme song from the show? You think that would be?
It's got to be in there somewhere,
or like, or have a scene.
Yeah. Yeah,
or have a scene where like Jack Black's holding a briefcase and like it falls open and like pages just blow out everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, perfect.
I don't know. I'm very nostalgic about it. I mean, I'll probably watch it.
Me too. I loved Goosebumps when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't get into like you know Fear Street and stuff like that.
Fear Street.
I was always a Goosebumps person myself. Mm-hmm. When it came
Fear Street, was more teen focused.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I know. I don't know. I think at that point I was reading Christopher something.
Lloyd.
No, God.
Marty! There's a monster under my bed! Marty, I have some haunted dolls!
You are the devil! You are an
How much can I get for the money, babe?
Oh, God. Yeah, if you ever want an afternoon where you have nothing to do, go on eBay and look up haunted dolls. You will not be disappointed.
Or look up The Legend of Robert the Doll. That thing is terrifying.
Oh, God, yeah. That thing
is terrifying.
I don't know what that is.
My team leader went to Florida for the last week, and he came back with pictures of the damn doll.
You're not supposed to take pictures of that doll. There's a haunted doll in a museum in Florida that apparently is evil and gets up and, like...
Yeah, it has hurt people in the past.
Yeah.
It was locked in a house.
Wow.
And, people reported seeing it sitting in the windows, different windows, in a locked house.
I don't know. That sounds an awful lot like someone's having a little fun with some people.
I don't know.
I don't.
It's a creepy-looking doll,
too. I don't go into any of that haunted doll stuff.
Yeah.
It's a creepy doll anyway. It's like one of those old, like, vintage, like...
Yeah, it's scary-looking.
It's turn-of-the-century creepy.
Okay. Yeah. Do I actually believe it? No, but it's fun to...
Oh, sure. It's fun to think about, but no, I don't... Yeah.
It gives me too much of the heebie-jeebies to even entertain the thought.
Yeah. Well, one more movie thing. They announced the directors for the Han Solo solo film. The Han Solo solo.
The Solo solo film.
Yeah.
Han Solo Cup.
Yeah, Phil Lord and Chris Miller.
The Lego Movie guys.
Two geniuses who never do anything wrong ever.
Yeah.
Two geniuses that can do no wrong.
Yeah. If they make it like a buddy heist movie, like 21 Jump Street, but with Han and Chewie, that would be perfect.
I did read that it's supposed to be like a young Han movie.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, no. They're not going to do a solo movie about Harrison Ford.
It's going to be Chris Pratt.
Yeah,
it's gonna be Pratt.
Chris Pratt is.
Oh man.
Oh man, if Chris Pratt is Han Solo and then Chris Pratt is Indiana Jones,
we'll have come full circle.
Oh yeah. Snap!
He can't be everything, you guys.
Yeah,
he can't.
I
right?
want him to be everything. Darn it!
Like honestly, though, I can't think of anyone better.
Yeah, although you know what? If they can't really use Chris Pratt because he's the same age as Han was in A New Hope.
Oh, that's true.
So I mean, it would be like contemporary Han. So they'd have to skew younger.
I don't know. I'd hope to like maybe see like Han like being in like the Imperial Academy and something and saving Chewie and gaining that life debt kind of thing. That
would be cool.
Yeah, they pretty much have to show that if they're going to go into their past.
Yeah, get a young Lando.
Yeah,
in there,
yeah,
winning like the card game that won them the Millennium Falcon or whatever.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
Oh man, I like the idea that Disney Lucasfilm is going with this whole, you know, anthology series.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Like, I also heard a rumor that Darth Vader might be in the Rogue One anthology movie.
Cool. Really? That's cool.
It's supposed to be about stealing the Death Star plans. So
I mean, there's like 30 years of like time.
Oh, I
that
know.
They haven't touched on.
Yeah.
Or barely touched on at this point. And
with characters you actually like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So far there's a Boba Fett movie.
Oh man.
There's the Rogue One. Now there's Han Solo.
Guys, I got it. Jar Jar Binks anthology film.
Year one.
Year one.
Binks year one.
Yeah.
So it opens up as him as a tadpole?
Yes. A duck-billed tadpole with baby dreads.
Mises, it's just a baby.
Max Rebo biopic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, figuring down in the modal nose behind the music.
I thought they did that on like a Robot Chicken sketch.
They probably did.
Oh, yeah. Anything you think of, it's probably been done somewhere.
Hey, maybe we'll redo the Ewoks into a good live-action movie and not the one with the two kids lost on Endor.
I don't want an Ewoks movie.
No.
Oh, no, thank you.
No, although they're going to be back in the new in episode 7.
At least Wicked is.
Yeah. What I heard is it might be that they're going, they're stealing something from the body of Darth Vader, and he's still, like, charred up in the center of the Ewok village. Like, so they have to go back to the Ewok village, and Wicket's going to be there as, like, a chieftain
or something
like that. Which, I mean, would be cool. That'd be a cool
nod
to the previous films.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And I'm sure there'll be lots of that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure there is.
On top of building the new...
Yeah, throw some Ewoks in there. Why not?
Yeah.
Ewoks getting blown up by the First Order.
Space bears.
Space bears.
Space bears.
Space bears with pointy sticks.
Space teddy bear picnic.
Yeah.
Hey, a nub-nub.
Well, moving over to some game stuff. Lego Dimension. We've talked about that before, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the Lego Toys to Life Skylanders-esque thing.
Yeah.
And it's getting better all the time.
Yeah. You want to talk about that?
Yes. They released the trailer today showcasing the Doctor Who level and set pieces. Oh, man, I'm so excited.
Batman meets Doctor Who.
It's pretty great.
And it blows his mind.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Gandalf.
Gandalf doesn't understand.
Yeah.
He doesn't quite get it.
But no, that's great.
Space Wizard is telling me things. But no, it's... Oh, man. And it's so fan awesome. I mean, there's Cybermen, there's Daleks.
There's a big giant Dalek.
Yeah, there's the Supreme Dalek. There's a Cyber King. It seems like Peter Capaldi actually voicing himself.
Oh, yeah, he did.
And then they showcased you were able to play the different Doctors.
Which makes
12.
Me wonder how many of the voice actors are they going to get? How many of the actors are they going to
oh,
get to
none.
Do that? Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to get Sean Pertwee to do his dad's, because he looks and sounds just like.
Oh, I know. I saw a picture where somebody photoshopped his dad's hair on him, and it's spot on. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, Sean Pertwee is Alfred in the
Gotham. Yep. And then the guy who played Filch in the Harry Potter films
did a perfect job as the first
as William Hartnell, in that BBC TV movie. And he did really well at that.
Mm-hmm. So they can get close with a lot of them.
Yeah,
I'm sure they'll get Matt Smith and.
I'll bet it's just a skin switch for the Doctor that's already there.
I don't know.
That's all they're gonna do.
I would like to see a voice pack change.
It would be nice, but I doubt it.
It does seem like a lot of work.
Yeah.
But hey, you know what? They seem to be really knocking it out of the park with the rest of the stuff.
Oh, I know. Yeah. With the Back to the Future stuff.
I wouldn't
and
be
everything.
Surprised if they went the extra mile for it because they
Who knows?
The fans want it.
Who knows? This might be like the greatest toy game ever invented.
Maybe.
Well, don't set your sights too high.
I'm sorry. I'm really hyped up on Doctor Who. I really, really love Doctor Who.
Yeah.
I love Doctor Who.
Yeah.
I saw a still of the Doctor riding on a canine.
Yeah.
Set piece.
That's cool.
I mean, they're really digging in there for this.
Really cool.
And it seems like it's like actual like levels. Like we're almost getting like mini versions of these different Lego games.
Like we're getting inside the TARDIS for a level.
Oh yeah. The TARDIS, and then there's stuff with the Daleks and everything. And
did you see this? There's a bit of Scooby-Doo in that trailer.
Yeah.
And they put this like cartoon filter over top the Scooby-Doo level that looks kind of neat.
They showcase a little bit of the Portal level. With Homer Simpson falling on his head.
That's cool.
I didn't realize that was Portal.
Yeah.
But you're right, it was.
Yeah, it's Portal. It's one of the Aperture test chambers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you ever wanted a game where the Doctor meets Homer Simpson inside of a Portal chamber, you can have that.
Yeah.
Or the Doctor meets Doc Brown.
Yeah, they showed that in the trailer.
Time-traveling buddies.
Yeah. Oh, now if only they had a Bill and Ted set. Get all the time travelers together.
I could see him do that's universal,
it
I think.
Is. But I mean,
who knows?
You never know.
Who knows? They got Wizard of Oz.
Oh boy, are you excited for that Wizard of Oz set?
Actually, I kind of am.
That might not be a terrible one.
No.
It would be cool to have like Doc Brown or the Doctor go through the Wizard of Oz level.
Yeah.
That would be kind of neat. But no, it's just amazing. What,
no,
all the
yeah,
stuff they're pulling
it's
off of
it's
this.
Crazy. It's yeah. It's a very ambitious game.
Mm-hmm.
I went from going, I'm not paying $100 to that, to going, I'm going to have to pay $100 for that.
Oh, yeah. I had pretty much thought about it. I was like, you know what? Maybe I won't. I don't need a toy collector game. I didn't play Disney Infinity all that much. I got bored of it really quick. This seems like it's going to be more than just building a toy box and running around in it. It seems like you're actually getting levels to go along with all these little playset packs you're
getting. Plus, you get Legos to build. Like,
oh, yeah,
it's not
exactly.
Just a useless hunk of plastic.
Yeah.
Like, well, exactly. You know, Legos are kind of a lot of useless.
They're
hunks
even
of
smaller,
plastic.
Tiny, useless
yeah.
Hunks of plastic.
You
but
actually
you just put them together for something.
You actually get to use the toy for something outside of the game, other than just to sit there.
Yeah,
and as
you
a
build
fan,
it and then it sits.
Yeah. As a fan of Lego, I am extremely excited.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, I think that's about all we have time for this week. Again, you've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for listening. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
Make sure you keep an eye on the website, being San Diego Comic-Con time. There's going to be a lot of articles.
There's going to be a ton. Well, in theory, there's going to be a ton of articles. We'll see how that goes.
You can find us at facebook.com/nerdoverload website.
Yep.
Email us at staff@nerdoverload.com.
Or you can tweet us the tweets @nerd_overload.
And we've actually had a couple people tweet us the tweets a little bit. But anyway, yeah, thanks for listening, guys. And we will be back next week with a bunch of San Diego Comic-Con news.
Stay tuned.
This show was sponsored in part by Replays, Gameware, Movies, and More, and Creative Foundations.